Sunday the 22nd of January 2023, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, Journey with Matthew. Sermon title, God is Truth. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Talk by Reverend Elwon John.
Reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. The Temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. And this is the word of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days and nights. Have you ever wondered why Jesus went into the wilderness? For 40 days, here he is the Son of God, sent to save the world, having only a short time in which to fulfill his earthly ministry. Yet God so fit that his Son should spend 40 days and 40 nights away from civilization, away from any opportunity to help people. Why? Before we can understand why Jesus went into the wilderness, it is necessary to understand the event which immediately preceded it and its significance, the event which immediately preceded Jesus' journey in the wilderness was that Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, at which time heaven opened unto him. Bible says when Jesus was baptized, went up immediately out of water, and the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him, and a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So far, only Jesus has seen the Spirit of God descending like a dove upon him. But in John's Gospel, we learn that John the Baptist also saw what Jesus saw. John did not look at Jesus and know that he was the Son of God. Seeing by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God descending upon Jesus, that was the proof, the spiritual experience, the knowing in his heart that Jesus was a Son of God, because God had told him that would be the proof. The first thing God ever told his son directly was that he was his beloved son, that he was well pleased in him. Another way of translating, this is my son, the beloved in whom I have found delight. The first things God confirmed to Jesus upon achieving the ability to directly communicate with him. Now we can see the reason why Jesus went into the wilderness. This was not Jesus' idea. Go into the wilderness. It was his Father God. It was the Spirit of God which led him or even drives him into the wilderness. In all of these records, it's indicated that the Spirit of God was with Jesus every moment of those 40 days and nights. At no time did his Father leave him alone. God was always with his Son. And Jesus always walked from the time of his baptism by John in the spiritual awareness of his Father's love and delight in him. In Mark, we see an immediacy and intensity not seen in the other two records, Matthew and Luke. This was something that God wanted to happen in his son's life right away. What was that? To be alone with him and to be tempted by the devil. The second thing Jesus needed to experience was how his enemy walks. Jesus needed to learn to recognize the voice and the method of his enemy. Why 40 days? The number of 40 is seen a number of times in the Bible as a period of trial, of our testing, in order to be cleansed or refined and perfected. Like products are tested and their flaws corrected in order to ensure their capability and the durability. In Noah's time, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. In Moses' time, after thinking he could save Israel his way, Moses fled to and lived in Midian for 40 years, returning to deliver Israel God's way, also after rejecting the idea that the promised land was theirs, for taking Israel wandered in the wilderness 40 years, until all those who did not believe died, after which Israel entered into the promised land. After Jesus was raised from the dead, he remained on the earth for 40 days before he ascended off it. In the case of Jesus, the ability to access heaven and his Father's directly also meant the ability to recognize and deal with the devil and all the devil's spirit directly before beginning his earthly ministry. Jesus had to be tested by his spiritual enemy. It was in the wilderness away from people that Jesus not only powerfully drew close to his Father, but also stand against the devil and defeated him. So that this season's ability would be completely at his disposal as he fulfilled his responsibilities as the Christ. The ministry of Jesus as the Christ could not begin until Jesus as God's manifested spiritual son had been successfully tested by the devil and all his spiritual host of devil spirits. only after his successful stand against devil in the wilderness, Jesus having manifestly acquired and operated power over the devil one. Was he anointed to be and begin his earthly ministry as the Christ? My dear brothers and my sisters, every man and woman who desire to serve the living God by the Spirit must of necessity at some point in their spiritual education and according to God's timetable go through a period of testing by the devilish principalities and powers of the heavenly realm and come away cleansed and strengthened by God. On the other side, when they do the service to the body, which Christ works in their heart, and life can be carried out successfully and powerfully free from the deceit of the enemy of God. My dear friends, in Christ we can resist temptation that devils place before us. For it is written, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. The way of escape that you may be able to endure it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10:13 says, Christ has sent us a helper. The Holy Spirit guides to pray, the only form of communication between us and our Father. The Holy Spirit comes to strengthen us in our daily resisting of temptations. Beloved, whatever temptation Satan may throw at you, maybe throw at me, we may pray as Jesus taught us, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.